Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Okay, the noise is over. Yes, all right, it's 1930 UTC. And we all know that's the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. And this is also the time at which we get out of the old car here. Actually, the new car. Well, it's not new. It's new to me. 1930 UTC, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm so bored I had to get out of my house. I could not stand another day in my house. So it's nice and overcast today. Although the sun is starting to peek out, I'm trying to figure out if it's gonna rain or if it did already rain. I can't tell. It doesn't appear to have been rainy. But I don't know. So I had to leave my house. So I'm not in any direct sun, but it's not exactly cool. It's about 80 degrees. About 28 and a half degrees Celsius for all my American imperialism impaired friends who don't understand freedom units and have to have everything easily divisible by 10. Where am I, you might ask? Well, our little Tobster today is walking around here in Maplewood Park, near the ravine, the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine, as I like to call it. And I'm walking around some giant cottonwood trees. Really big cottonwood trees. There's, what, half a dozen of them sitting right around here? How old are these trees? Well, I don't know. They probably planted these trees when they created this neighborhood, which is probably late 40s or early 50s. So these trees, oh, they could be 70 years old. That makes some sense. Like this one, this one around the trunk, this is almost, that's 1 meter. That's 60 centimeters. This tree is 160 centimeters in diameter. What's that for Americans? That's 5.5 feet. It's a big one. Anyway, I'm wandering around in these trees looking for mushrooms and stuff. Not finding anything, and everything looks dry. Kind of looking for marmots at the same time, but not seeing any marmots around here. I do hear a lot of bugs. Maybe you can also hear bugs. Like 1 million cicadas all cicada-ing at the same time. Yeah, so that's fun. I got cicada chorus. I got, you know, cicada orchestra. Orchestrating cicadaness as I check all of these trees and stuff. Not really finding much of anything very interesting. And that's okay. To be perfectly honest, I'm kind of just happy to be out and about. I don't really feel like I've been in the best mental shape in the last few days. I've got a lot of little things just bothering the hell out of me. And I don't like it. I don't like it. So I'm outside today. Doing stuff. Which, you know, means doing absolutely nothing, really. Just wandering around. Ooh, dragonflies. Two little dragonflies flying around. And I am gonna bushwhack my way through some foliage here. Walked through a web. What else is new? And now, I'm in the creek. Yeah, all right. I'm looking down into the creek bed. Anything down there? We're looking for dudes right now. Let's find us some kind of dudes. What dudes are running around outside here today? I want to see something. I want to see something awesome. I want to see something cool. Because I'm tired of hearing about all of this stupid stuff. I'm already sick and tired of politicians politicianizing. I'm getting tired of getting 6 phone calls a day of people trying to tell me their opinions about politics. I do not give a damn. I do not care. All the hate is flying. I'm sick and tired of COVID-19. I'm sick and tired of people protesting it. Oh, we got a protest. You're protesting a disease? That doesn't make it go away. I don't know how stupid you need to be to not understand that, but the truth of the matter is, yes, please carry on your protesting. Please keep gathering in large groups and giving each other the disease. Because, okay, one, we got to move this web out of the way. And two, I see a mushroom. There's a mushroom down there. And this web needs to go away before I can get down there. So I've got a web stick. And I'm going to need more than one web stick. Because this web is trying to web me. And I can see that mushroom, but I can't get to it. What is that? I can't tell, but it's pretty big, all things considered. But we're not going to be able to get over to it. It's a little bit old also. But this is good news, because that means if there is one mushroom, there could very well be others. And now I just realized I need to adjust my hair thing, but I don't want to take it off down here. I'll get ticks or something, and then I'll end up with Lyme disease. Just what I need, you know? More disease. So inconvenient. Okay, so let's walk around here. Where's that mushroom? Oh, he's right up there. And I can't get to him. And now my neck is getting sore. What the hell is my problem today? This is just, I am so dysfunctional today, it's not even funny. Okay, so I'm in a little bit of a clearing here. What do we got going on here? Looking around for dudes. Ow, that was my neck. There's some mole holes. Star-nosed moles live down here. And they live, like, in this bank, like, right here. But I'm not seeing any. And, what else we got? Let's keep on moving down here. I'm also remembering that being down here isn't great anymore. Now that we can't get past that area. Huh. Alright, anyway, so, water. Here's a creek. I'm walking on a path that is on an edge. And if I just step that way, boom, I fall 1 meter into the creek. Splash! Not that it's very deep. I mean, I can see the bottom. It's not even 6 inches or 15 centimeters deep. That is a shallow creek. I got some webs on my legs. I see more webs up here. Now I want to go into this little web. Just walked into another web. Gotta walk into this sub-ravine and look around in here to see if there's any interesting mushrooms or anything. There is not. Where's my dudes? Maybe we can find some matis or something. Where's my matis? Well, maybe we can find some matis. Am I about to walk through a bunch of poison ivy? That looks like That looks like we need to go a different direction. That's what that looks like. We can go this way. We can go this way, which gets us, you know, dangerously close to falling into the creek again. But you know that's what I live for. I live for the danger. I live for the risk. Not at all. Okay, now this is really driving me nuts, so I got to adjust my hair. Oy. This isn't working. God damn it. Get functional. Alright, yeah. What a pain. But I have to admit, my hair is silky smooth today. Is this a result of my conditioner? No, I don't use conditioner. I need to look at the end of this log to see if there's any interesting stuff growing out of it. No. This is where we can usually find coral mushrooms. And we're kind of a little bit past coral mushroom season, but I don't know if they really have a season so much as, you know, conditions. Hey, oh, that's just a bird. Something was hopping around over there. It was just a birdie. It was a robin. What other kind of birds can we find down here today? I can hear them, but I can't see them. Sometimes we can find ducks down here. Okay, there's a bird. It's another robin. Oh yeah, I just remembered. There's a marmot hole over there. I wonder if there's any marmots. Oh, there goes a bird flying. It's just another robin. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to diminutize your position. He was angry that I said, oh, it's just a robin. Yeah, he's still mad about it. Listen to him. Alright, I'm going to wander down this path a little bit further. Do I hear something? What am I hearing? Don't know. Okay, cool. Keep your eyes open, Toad. Maybe we'll see something cool. Hope I don't get eaten by bugs. Alright, so I've come up to this. Oh, I don't have a camera. Crap, I did not bring my camera. Okay, I'm by that giant log that blocks our path, and I'm just looking up the log, and over on the other side of the log, we've got some cool mushrooms. And of course, I didn't bring a camera or anything, but can we get over there? Yes. What do we got? I'm just walking through webs now. We got big oysters. There's a big cluster of oysters right there and right there on that one log that we can't really get to. That one big cluster is about 30 centimeters in diameter, or 1 foot if you're an American. And the other cluster is similarly sized. They are big, big oyster mushrooms. Big flowers of them. There's a couple of other oddballs on the log. Wow, cool. And they're big and fluffy. Okay, cool. We did see something cool today. I have won. I am victorious. Once again. Always winning, our little Toadster. Oh, I did find something awesome. I can't get a good angle to look at them, though. Yeah, those are cool. I wish I would have brought a camera. I guess we could come back tomorrow and bring a camera. Here's a little piece of PVC. Okay, cool. So we found some oysters. Some big old big daddy oysters. Nice. Well, cool. The bad news is that's about as far as we can go in that direction. So let's go the opposite direction. Let's turn around. And we'll look for some more birds and stuff. Since it seems to be bird day. And why is my leg starting to itch right there? Is that where I walked through some poison ivy? Or something? I hope not. Ugh. Ugh. Another web. Am I hitting all the webs today? Cannot avoid webs. Okay, that's fine. I'll just be covered in spider webs. That seems like that might be a cool thing to do. When in doubt, spin it to match your awesomeness. Nothing bad can happen to you. Only awesome things. We might not know if they're awesome at first, but they might turn out to be awesome later. So, you know, don't doubt yourself. Ever. Go with your first instinct. All right, so I'm going to walk down into the creek bed here. Ooh, look at this. I see some tracks. I see some animal tracks. Who kind of animals are these? Oh, that's raccoon. That's a raccoon who's been washing his food, and then he put his feet down, and his toes are all spread out. Okay, so there's been raccoons down here. Doesn't surprise me in the least bit. Now I'm actually stepping into the creek. I'm standing on a sandbar in the middle of the creek. Water to the left of me, water to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with our little tubster. Walking around, playing nature boy. What are we learning about nature today? Well, we're learning that... Oyster mushrooms will grow down here. Pleurotus ostreatus, if you speak Latin, but you don't, because nobody speaks Latin. Just walking up the creek here, in the middle of a sandbar. Been some high water, a lot of big branches moved around and stuff, and logs and stuff laying around. There's the occasional bug. They're doing, you know, bug stuff. I'm looking up onto the canyon walls, looking for holes, looking for marmots. Because, let's see, there's a marmot den up here, too. Any marmots up here? I don't see any today. How much further can I go? I'm kind of boxed in here. I don't really cannot go any further. Unless I were to hop on these rocks, get onto that mud bar, then I could kind of make it to that log, maybe. Would that support me? Is it worth it? I was smart enough not to wear my good new shoes. I put on my old crappy shoes today, so I could walk around in the creek and not get my my good brand new shoes all muddy. Because they're brand new, and they're still, you know, nice and black, and the white part is still nice and white. Now I'm rock hopping. Like a rock hopper penguin, your hero and local legend, Lil Tubster, is now hopping on the rocks in the creek. Ooh. All right, look at this. I'm making progress. Man, my awesome factor is high today. Pretty proud of myself. Ooh, and look what we got here. I gotta make another hop. I need to get onto this rock so I can look at that mud. And go. All right, we're good. Yeah, look at this. We got tracks. We got Mati tracks. A marmot was standing right here, and he was probably drinking. See, here's his back feet. Here's his front feet, and he is probably sticking his nose right down there going, oh, this is yummy Mati water. Yum, yum, yum. Mati's like Mati water. And there's some more tracks on this sandbar, too. Little ones. These are... what are these? See, I was going to say, that's like a squirrel track, but no, that is not a squirrel track. Is that a little marmot track? No. Yeah, see, now these... These marmot tracks, they go along the edge of the mud here. Okay, now I got to remember to look up because are Mati's watching me? I'm looking into Mati holes and I do not see any Mati's. Now, can I step on this mud bar? Or am I just going to sink into, you know, 80 centimeters of mud or quicksand? Because I have done that down here before. And we're good. Okay, we're safe. These tracks go along here. Then these tracks get up onto this log where I was going to walk. And somebody crossed over here. Some kind of animal-y dude. Mink? Maybe. Yeah, this could be mink tracks. Now, can I stand on this log? And even if I can stand on this log, will it support my weight as I walk 3 meters? This log is not very wide in diameter. It is only 12 centimeters. And I don't feel like playing balance beam today. Besides, once I get there, there's nowhere else to go, and I don't see any other tracks or any stuff over there. So, we're not... Are we playing it safe today, Tobe? Seriously? You're playing it safe? Shouldn't you be doing all the stupidest crap and taking all the risks for our entertainment on the radio? Well, yeah. I should be. Yes, that is what I'm supposed to do. Am I shirking my responsibilities at this time? Maybe. I've actually gained a better vantage point. And there's really no reason to go any further. We're not going to be able to make it. I would need 2 hands, a rope, a Swiss seat, a carabiner, 2 carabiners, and... Yeah, I didn't bring any equipment. What does it all mean? This means that we got to get back onto the mud bar. Ooh, that rock started to tip, and I almost went... Well, it wouldn't have been all that dramatic. I just would have fallen into the creek bank here, and I would have complained about it. Maybe I would have said something funny. Mosquitoes trying to bite my ankle. Alright, so now we've got to go back into the rock hopping business. Which way did I come from? How did I do this before? Was this a one-way only path? No, I must have... Yeah, okay, hoppity hop. We go over to this one. And, how did I... Oh, yeah. Wait, did I step on... That one doesn't look safe. How did I... Well, let's just go for it. Yeah. Okay, so we'll just go 1-2 real quick. And go. 1-2. Yeah, okay. Cool. And just... Ooh. Ah, I see something else. We just have to go one more rock, but we're not going to go that rock. We're going to take this rock. And, yeah, we got Mati tracks on this side of the creek, too. Right up against the bank. Look at us. Oh, these are fresh. These are fresh today. Probably, you know, a few hours ago. Probably around dawn or something. This guy's been walking. No. These two, were there two of them? See, one guy stops here. Oh, no, these are just older tracks. These are okay. But all the tracks are going this way. There's no tracks coming back. I bet the marmots are walking downstream on this side, and then they're going upstream on the other side. That would make some kind of sense. At least it makes sense to me. I am a marmot traffic warden. I'm directing marmot traffic. Alright, so I'm back on the sandbar. Kind of walking back the way I came. Do-do-do-do. Is the sun coming out? It's kind of hard to tell down here. Because I'm obviously, you know, standing in the creek bed in a valley. That's in a valley. The creek walls tower above me. The valley walls. How high am I? What are we doing? Okay, here's 1 meter. There's 2 meter. 3 meter. 4 meter. 5 meters in this area right here. 7 meters over there. You know, 7 meters back here. Yeah, I'm 7 meters down. What's that in American? Well, 7 times 3 is like 25, just say 25 feet. Yeah, I'm 25 feet low down in the Coal Creek. No, wait, what watershed is this? What's the name of this creek? This creek isn't very big. You know, it just starts 100 meters that way. Ooh, what was that? I heard weird bug sound. And then the creek, you know, it goes under the golf course and it goes, and it eventually flows down into the patio. That isn't very far away. It's not half a kilometer. There was something buzzing and making weird sounds in these plants right here. And I was wondering if it was a cicada. But now I'm not. Oh, nope, nope. There he is. Yep. And it's a cicada. Oh, look at that. Look at that, buddy. He's white on the bottom and he's brown on the top. He's got big wings and he flies around a lot. He makes lots of noise and I don't know what he eats, so it's not cicada lunchtime. I just made that song up. I'm looking at a cicada and I am 40 centimeters away. I got my face right up in his face. I'm getting in his face. He's hanging upside down on a leaf. He's big. He's looking at me. He says, hi. Hi, buddy. So, this is another cool thing that's happening to me. I am face to face with a wild cicada. And we're having a fun time. I would offer the guy some tea, but I didn't bring any tea with me. Here, you want some tea? I don't know what he eats, so I'd try to give him some cicada lunchtime lunch. He's hanging out. All right. So I saw a cicada today. Cool. And we saw some big Pleurotus ostreatus mushrooms. Cool. And we found lots of marmot tracks and some raccoon tracks. If we look around, we might be able to find some possum tracks or some other types of dude tracks. But I'm getting back up on the bank here. And I'm gonna try to start making my way out. How did I get down here? Where did I come from? Everything's overgrown. I can't see the paths. Yeah, okay, we gotta go that way. We gotta get back up here somehow, and then we gotta go that way. Alright, cicadas. I saw, this is like the third or fourth up-close cicada I've seen this season. It's really great. I just wish, I don't know, I wish I had some Japanese children to share these experiences with. Because, I'm not being racist here. Why did I say Japanese children? Because the Japanese love bugs. Japanese kids love bugs more than American kids. Even girls in Japan love bugs. And one of the most loved bugs in Japan is the cicada. You know, praying mantis, cicadas, various horned beetles, like those Kabuto samurai helmet beetles. Man, it's the most popular bug in Japan. Anyway, cicadas are huge in Japan. And every time I've run into a Japanese person here in my hometown, as soon as they hear cicadas, they get really happy. It's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. I like them too, sort of. But anyway, this is why I say I want Japanese children to be doing this with me, because if I'm hanging out with normal, boring American kids, they see a cicada and they run away screaming, it's a bug. All right, I have left the creek. Driving by on the street is a, what is that? It's like a 19, it's a Tri-5. It's like a 1956 Chevy Bel Air, I think. Anyway, I gotta go. Dubious Goals Committee is over. This is Tobe, Anon Radio, bye-bye and all that.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.